Next thing I want to cover is culture. How do you get your employees and or your coworkers to become more productive? Now, as I mentioned, you are influenced by your employees and vice versa. If they get better at time management productivity, so will you. So you need to do the things that we discussed. We talked about saying no to got a minute meetings, being punctual to meetings, set your email sendability standards, you know, what's appropriate or not appropriate to send as an email, not replying quickly to emails, but rather replying in batches and only at certain times. Once you start doing these things, other people will start doing the same. Second way, in terms of culture, getting your employees to get this value in getting some exponential increases to your company's productivity. Next is using tools like Basecamp so that you can see everyone's to-do list. You make sure everyone is creating overall weekly and daily to-do lists. You make sure that everyone is on the same page regarding priorities. Next, create daily and or weekly company-wide to-do and or goal meetings. Now, we do this at GrowthInc. We do it on the phone because we have multiple offices. We have people that work virtual. So what we do is we have phone meetings on Monday and Friday. On Monday, we reiterate the goals we set the previous Friday for that week. And what this means is that on that 15-minute mini on Monday, everyone says what their goals for the week are. What does this do? It ensures accountability. When somebody says, I'm going to make 100 phone calls this week to a group of people, that and they know that someone's going to be checking up on them, and they know they've set it, they're going to be accountable to that goal. They're much more likely to achieve that goal. It makes it more accountable. And it also makes sure as you agree with all of those priorities. And you say, hey, I disagree with that priority. I think your goals are wrong. I want you to modify your goals. It allows you as the business manager, the business owner, to make sure that all of your colleagues, all of your coworkers, all of your subordinates are working on the best use of their time, on the best priorities. We also have daily to-do meetings. Once again, they help ensure accountability. They help very much with delegating and eliminating tasks. And this is key here when we're doing a daily to-do meeting. And, you know, I like doing these meetings daily, verbally, on the phone, in addition to having them in Basecamp. And maybe I'm a bit aggressive that way, and maybe you don't want to have time for that. Maybe you only do it in Basecamp or you only do it on the phone. That's fine. I'm very aggressive. I do both Basecamp and daily meetings. What with delegation and eliminating tasks, so many times I'll go around my group, and we're not doing this, just so you know, we're not doing this with a group of 40 people. I like doing this in subgroups. You do it with the people that are your direct subordinates, so these meetings are much shorter and much more to the point. So we go around on our daily to-do meeting. Everyone says that these are the, you know, four or five things they're going to do that day, and what's going to happen is that one person may have three things, and one person may have seven things. And so because we did that, I'm going to say, hey, person with seven things, let's give one of those seven things to the person with three things, if that other person can be delegated that responsibility, if they have the skills, the time, etc. So it's great to do these daily to-do meetings. It helps with delegating and also with eliminating. You hear somebody has the same item on their to-do list for 2 days in a row, and you say, hey, why didn't that get done? Is there something else that we need to eliminate so that that priority gets done? Or somebody says something on their to-do list, and you say, why are we doing that? Why don't we outsource that? Why don't we eliminate that? And finally, in terms of culture, how to get your employees to be more productive, have them go through this course. Give them this audio. Give them this CD. Have them go through this. Have them understand why you're doing the things you're doing to improve your productivity. Understand how the system works, that they're more productive.